Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedarim Bavli, Daf Pei Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches on the days of the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Vav. Omer koinim te'enim ranovim elu she'eni tayemes, kiem ala te'enim kulei kayem. The Mishnah says, as she said, koinim these figs and grapes, I will not taste them, and he affirms regarding the figs, and the entire vow is affirmed. If he had annulled regarding figs, he has not annulled until he annuls even for grapes. If she said, koinim figs that I will not taste, and grapes that I will not taste, these are two vows. The Gemara says, istanai tani yikimenu, yisimimenu, viafirenu, mimenu. Istanai tani yikimenu kulei, yifirenu kulei. Gemara says, some teach yikimenu, it's as if it says yakim mimenu, he affirms part, and it's as if he totally affirms. Yifurenu mimenu, he annuls part, we learn hafora from kiyum. And some teach yikimenu, this connotes all of it, yifurenu, all of it. Istanaitani yikimenu, she says mimenu, yifurenu kulei, istanaitani yikimenu kulei, yifurenu mimenu. Some teach yikimenu, it's as if it says yakim mimenu, yifurenu, all of it, like it connotes, we don't equate it to kiyum. And some teach yikimenu, all of it, like it connotes, yifurenu, mimenu, for a vowel that is partially bottle, is totally bottle. Masnisen, commander ama yikimenu, mimenu, yifurenu kuloi. Yutani kiyum, leta'inim, kiyum kuloi. Hefer leta'inim, enim mufa as yifur arsana novel. Our Mishnah is like the opinion of yikimenu, mimenu, yifurenu, all of it, because it says that if he affirms for figs, the entire vow is affirmed. If he annuls for figs, it's not annulled until he annuls even for grapes. Amr koinim te'ena she'eni te'emes v'oid anav. The Gemara says, what she said, koinim figs that I will not taste, and also a grape. What's the law? Aflugda d'rishmol v'Rabbi Akiva d'rishmol oimer acha neder v'Rabbi Akiva oimer acha ha'isa. The answer is that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva disagree about this. Rabbi Shmuel says that the law depends on when the neder takes effect, as we saw earlier regarding a vow from seafarers to take effect after 30 days, and they became land dwellers during that time. And then in Halacha Tes, now, about one who vowed to be a Nazira after 30 days, and her marital status changed within that time, here her vow about a grape takes effect only after she transgressed and eats figs, so it's like two vows, he can annul one of them. Rabbi Akiva says it depends on when she said the Issa. She said them together, so the one who holds that partial hafar does not work, like our Mishnah, it does not work.